Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Labor's Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff that you're doing for the community. That's for sure. Hey, this program is sponsored in part by the Laborers Local 373 and Teamsters Local 89, both of the Pittsburgh area, and we appreciate their support. Today, we are talking with Kevin Kalhofer. He is with Media Matters. He's the climate and energy researcher. Kevin, welcome to the Union Edge.
Thanks for having me, Charles.
Thank you. We appreciate you being with us today. On CNN, Farik Zakaria, he was talking about the lack of support for Donald Trump in top states for solar jobs, maybe an explanation on why he's stuck on coal. Are there states out there that have a lot of solar jobs?
There actually are. Solar industry is actually one of the fastest growing industries in the country right now, and it's actually growing 12 times faster than the U.S. economy as a whole. But like you mentioned, this is a segment Farik Zakaria aired this weekend that offers a possible explanation for why Trump is so stuck on coal. Just to give your listeners some background, this all goes back to promises that Trump made repeatedly during the campaign. He pledged over and over again that he would put coal miners back to work. And the way that he said he would do that was by rolling back Obama-era environmental regulations. In fact, when he signed the executive order that would start the process for rolling back the Clean Power Plan, which is a regulation that affects coal power plants, he actually was surrounded by coal miners during the signing ceremony and repeated his promise again to them, saying that, you know, this is the executive order that is going to put you back to work. But if you listen to experts who actually study the coal industry, it's actually not the regulations that are responsible for coal's decline, which goes back decades. It's actually competition from natural gas, which has now become our top source of energy, and increased automation in the coal mining industry, where more and more of the jobs are becoming automated. And it's also competition from renewables, which are becoming more and more cost competitive with coal.
Right. And Kevin, first off, I want to ask you a question. I don't know if you know or not. The people surrounding Donald Trump when he signed that executive order, were they coal miners or were they coal mine owners? Because there's a difference
there. From the reports I read, they were actual coal miners. They were actual people who worked in the coal mine.
Okay, very interesting indeed. You know, because our studio is in Pennsylvania, and we have a number of friends that are coal miners here in the greater Pittsburgh, West Virginia, and Ohio area. And quite honestly, I'm surprised that Donald Trump's trying to continue this narrative, because in West Virginia and Kentucky, many coal miners, most coal miners, if not all, understand that Donald Trump isn't going to do anything for the coal mines. He's not going to put coal back in the ground. He's not going to make it cheaper to mine, and he's not going to put those people back to work, at least mining coal. They may go back to work doing something else, but it's not coal.
That's right. And there was actually a New York Times article recently that interviewed an economics professor who said you could still see an increase in coal production and a decrease in coal jobs just because of the automation that you see in the industry. There's not going to be a necessary correlation between increased coal production and coal mining jobs. And in fact, the solar industry, which is what Zakaria pointed to, is actually about four times larger than the coal industry is today.
Right.
I think, according to government figures, there's about 66,000 coal mining jobs in 2015, which is the lowest number that they've recorded in the four decades that they've been tracking this. And there's about 260,000 solar jobs. If you expand that towards the broader solar energy, the broader renewable energy sector as a whole, it's about 650,000 jobs, which is almost as much as coal employed during its peak employment in 1923.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about that, and I was being a little bit facetious when I talked to you about wind and solar jobs, there's an exponential growth there. We have a lot of fracking here in Pennsylvania. That has depressed the price of natural gas to a point where they can't give it away. And so the coal is really taking it on the chin. The long and short of this is there's a lot of good, well-skilled people in the coal mines. If we could get them making wind turbines and solar cells or solar panels for distribution across the United States, we'd have something there. They'd have good paying jobs, union jobs. They'd have a pension. They wouldn't have to worry about black lung and, you know, all kinds of other stuff. What do you think? Do you think we might be able to convince them to go that direction?
I mean, I hope so. I think everything, I agree with everything you just said. I also think there was a part recently that said wind turbine technician is actually the fastest growing, one of the fastest growing jobs in the country. But hopefully we get to that point. But I do think, you know, we have politicians who are continuing to sell false promises that aren't really going to be able to get accomplished. I think that only makes it harder to get to that, the point where we're able to transition towards getting coal miners back to work and transitioning towards a clean energy economy.
Yeah, it's very interesting all the way around, and it's amazing what you can get people to do when you lie to them. But that's another story. Kevin, anything else that we should, I mean, my goodness, anything else we should know about this?
I think just like I mentioned before, the narrative that, you know, if we just get rid of environmental regulations, that coal miners will be put back to work, I think it's something that we've heard conservatives repeat, you know, every election cycle, but it's something that ignores all the real forces that are behind the industries. Hopefully you see more and more of media actually report on that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, we appreciate you being with us today. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
Sure. You can visit our website at mediamatters.org. In the top right, there's the issues section. You just click on the environment and science. You can see all our recent content.
Absolutely. And are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter. They can follow me at my Twitter handle is at KKMMFA.
And if you include us at The Union Edge, we'll retweet that for you. We appreciate what you're doing. I hope to talk to you some more about these good-paying, career-sustaining, family-sustaining jobs that the solar and the wind industries are bringing together. And you know what?
Absolutely.
The sun may not be up at night, but the wind blows pretty good, you know? So, hey, it works out.
Not sure.
Meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Laborers Talk Radio.